Under President Trump, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been ramping up efforts to deport hundreds of Iraqi nationals whose legal status in the U.S. is in limbo. Courts have issued orders for them to be deported, but the government in Iraq won't take them back unless they agree to come voluntarily. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports on one Nashville man who ICE is trying to send back after nearly 25 years in the U.S.
When authorities came to Munir Subahani's apartment in Antioch, he suspected the worst.
Immigration knocked my door almost 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not opening the door.
Subahani says he kept his front door firmly shut, and after about 20 minutes, the ICE agents left. But 3 days later, he says he received a foreboding letter in the mail. It asked him to report to an immigration office in downtown Nashville.
They say you got meeting. Meeting for what? No, I'm scared. I don't want to do that.
He had reason to be worried. In 1994, he entered the U.S. as a refugee and was even given a green card. But in 2004, he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor marijuana possession. That prompted a judge to issue a deportation order. But it wasn't enforced until the summer of 2017, when ICE rounded up nearly 300 Iraqis nationwide, including Subahani. After his arrest, he would spend most of the next year shuffling between detention centers. Finally, he signed a piece of paper stating he was willing to go back to Iraq.
And now I sign, I get tired.
There are about 1,400 Iraqis across the country with unenforced deportation orders. They include at least a half dozen refugees living in Nashville, like Munir Subahani. Many have lived in the United States for decades, and the Iraqi government won't guarantee their safety if they return. Miriam Ackerman is with the American Civil Liberties Union.
What ICE has done here to Munir is what it's trying to do to hundreds of Iraqis, which is deport them to a country that is extremely dangerous.
Ackerman is leading a class action suit that seeks to stop the deportations. A spokesman for ICE declined to be interviewed about that litigation, but in a written statement, the agency said allowing people like Subahani to stay would put communities at risk and undermine immigration laws. Ackerman argues ICE has crossed bright legal lines in its push to deport more Iraqis.
ICE has really simply had an incredible disregard for court orders and has violated them right, left, and center. And Munir's case is really the most extreme example.
Court filings show what happened to Subahani after he signed that paper. Without any sort of immigration hearing, ICE placed him unaccompanied onto a plane bound for Morocco. His only identification was a one-way passport. Officials there were suspicious and detained him for 6 days, Subahani says without food or water. Finally, they let him travel on to Bahrain and then to Baghdad. Subahani found shelter with an ailing brother, the only home he could find after a quarter century away. With no papers showing he was an Iraqi citizen, Subahani was afraid to leave home.
I stayed in the house like I told you, 6 months. I'm not going nowhere. Yeah, it's not safe. The people are crazy.
Back in the States, friends of Subahani were trying to figure out how to get him back. One of them was Mohammed Tamimi, who says he first met Subahani in the early 1990s when they left Iraq to avoid military service.
We are Iraqi people. When you have a friend, we are like a brother. I have to watch his back. If something problem to me, he have to watch my back.
Eventually, the ACLU tracked Tamimi down and told him there was a chance Subahani could return. Tamimi was hopeful. Subahani was not.
I tell him no. I'm gone.
Subahani's fortunes changed in the fall when a federal judge determined ICE had erred by sending him away without an immigration hearing. The judge ordered ICE to take the unusual step of bringing him back. So in January, Subahani traveled to the Baghdad airport with a ticket back to the United States.
I can't believe it. I like the United States best. Number one. It's safe over there.
A day later, Subahani walked past security at the Nashville airport. Three friends, including Tamimi, were there to greet him. Subahani's gait was wobbly, and he'd lost about 40 pounds. His skin showed patches of discoloration. While overseas, Subahani says he'd been unable to get his prescription for heart medication refilled. Subahani now hopes to get treated and to start work with a friend's food truck business. But he can't be sure his ordeal is over.
Maybe it's picking me up again. I'm not for sure. Maybe tomorrow. You never know.
Caught between two countries, neither of which is eager to have him, Subahani's immigration status may remain in doubt for years. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.